One measure, if signed into law, would allow so-called transient accommodation brokers like Airbnb to collect transient accommodation and general excise taxes for the state. Airbnb operates an online marketplace where people list and book short-term rental housing worldwide. Beth Adair is Airbnb's global tax director.
It takes an administrative burden off of our community and increases the revenue to the state. About $15 million a year for both the TAT and the GET.
Airbnb would partner with the State Department of Taxation and provide monthly reports to the legislature. The program would be implemented on a trial basis for 5 years. House Conference Committee Chair Joe Jordan says the bill focuses on state tax collection only and nothing else.
It is not intended to preempt or otherwise limit the authority of our counties to enforce local land use regulations.
But Senator Laura Thielen says Airbnb lists state and county user permit resales for public campgrounds, public beaches, and promotes hiking on public lands in Hawaii. She says a majority of her fellow lawmakers support prohibiting these practices, but Airbnb refuses to comply.
The company can very simply put a filter on their website, which they probably already do for pornography, and they can filter out illegal campsites, and they're refusing to do so. And I'm going to be doing my darndest to make sure that the majority of senators block this.
Senator Thielen, who also served as chair of the Board of Land and Natural Resources and DLNR director, says she will also vote no on a House bill that would allow Alexander and Baldwin to continue diverting water from Maui streams with holdover permits. Sierra Club of Hawaii Conservation Program Coordinator Joshua Noga says the end of sugar production at the end of the year did not prevent A&B executives from making money.
630 people lost their jobs, and in the annual shareholders income report, they lost $165 million in sugar. But the amount of money they made in real estate development covered that cost, and virtually all of the executive team got bonuses, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 bonuses.
Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation attorney Summer Silva represents East Maui farmers who won a court ruling invalidating A&B water permits. She says farmers are not giving up hope.
We still have a governor who we can appeal to and request that he veto it, understand how improper this process has been, and realize that the communities wanting court rulings to mean something. And so we hope the governor does the right thing.
Both bills are up for a floor vote by the full Senate Tuesday. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.